Hey everybody, carrying on with part two of the, the Real Junk Journal. Okay, so today we're doing the innards. That's right. We're going to take care of the innards of this little guy and see if we can create some fun in these pages. So let's just take a quick flip through of the pages that we're going to be working with. We used a Kleenex box to make the cover. And so that's in part one. Here's some direct mail envelopes, some magazine, some type of newspaper, which sort of got stuck to that page. So we might just sort of work with that. And advertisements, more envelopes, just things that we can make pages out of very easily. And so let's get decorating this little guy. Let's see what we can do. All right, so using my junk, we have some more envelopes, and the colored ones are fun because they're already colored, so they can put some color on a page that may not have a lot of color. Let's see, maybe we want to put something here that might look kind of cool, but I think I finished last time with a belly band, so maybe we'll make something to get tucked into the belly band. So maybe let's take an envelope. This is an inside envelope flyer, and I'm going to fold it in half, and fold it in half. There we go. Actually, you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to make a little matchbook out of it, and that's just kind of fun. A little place for writing. Let me get some more envelopes here. I like a pile of junk mail envelopes. And I'm going to create some paper and open up one of these and maximize the amount of paper by tearing along the seams of what it is. And now to do the matchbox, I might have to refold that, just basic shape of a match booklet, a booklet of matches. There we go. So that is our basic design. And then it's a very easy design, fun things to make. I'm going to maybe put a couple staples here just to hold the bottom, just like you would see in a matchbook. Okay, so that tucks and it'll stay tucked. And I just flatten it out a little bit. Now maybe I want some things in here.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Do I want to keep it? Maybe not a, maybe I'm just going to have some pages. Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to bring out the scissors. Yeah, apparently I'm not tearing so well these days, so I'm going to scissor cut this. And I just need a little pencil to make some markings. And grabbing a little pencil, here's one. All right, so these need to be, I guess I could just, actually, let me see if I can fold this a couple times and do one cut and get multiple pages. How about that? That was a horrible fold. Try that again. Okay, there we go. Okay, let's just try cutting one side. I'm going to follow this line. Okay. All the way across, see what we get. Okay, I'm gonna cut that off. Okay. Maybe this can house a little card. Who knows? Maybe we'll make a little card out of this. That might be kind of fun. This is kind of cool just the way it is. I'm gonna see if I can use that in the journal somewhere. That's pretty. I reversed the envelope and got this pretty design on the inside. So that might be fun to play with. It's got little windows and everything. So in here, I've got a nice page that acts like a little card, and that's kind of cute. I like that. Yeah, I'm going to roll with that. I'm just going to ink up the edges a little bit. This is brown walnut stain. Yeah. Okay. And I do the inside. And there we go. Then we have a nice little writing space. And let's say you want to add a little flair, a little something. Oh, okay, here we go. Here we go. We're going to look for words in our junk mail. And there's the word imagine. So I'm going to grab that. That seems like a good word. So you can find lots of words. Maybe you don't have stamps. You don't need stamps. Go look for words in your junk mail, in your newspapers, in your dictionaries. And there's lots of places you can find words in books, in fiction books that you're done with. Maybe you want to just tear out a word and have a word. Okay. All right. So wait, do I want to put the word imagine here? Maybe that would be cute, huh? I could even put it here. That would be cute too. But maybe I'll put it up here. Yeah. Put you there. You need something else to decorate you. Oh, this is kind of cool. How about these scan things? They're kind of neat, aren't they? Let's grab one of those. That's kind of a neat pattern design. See those everywhere now. I never scan them. You scan them? Yeah, I'm not a scanner. But there's probably lots of information I'm missing, but you know, hey, you know, you got the purse in one hand and you got the phone in the other hand and you're running along and you got stuff in your arms. Who's got an extra arm to scan? Not this girl. I guess I could scan with my phone, but he didn't. All right, so maybe this one, put that on the front, put that on the inside. Kind of looks cool on the front. Yeah, maybe we'll do that on the front. All right, there's the glue stick. Just running it. This is the Scotch-Crate glue stick. Permanent glue stick's a good one. All right, let's put that right in the center. There we go. Okay, now this I should probably glue down. Probably should have done that first, but you know, that's the way things happen here. What do they say? Backwards? Sometimes they happen backwards, and that's okay. You can do more pockets and tucks and things like that in here, but I think I'm just gonna roll with it being this way. Yeah, I'm gonna put a little ink on the inside of this guy. Yeah, this actually looks pretty cute that way too. So you can do a lot of things with envelopes. You can use them as envelopes. You can turn them into pockets and tucks. You can open them up and use them as paper. All sorts of fun things. Now, you know, this might be an actual little mini series because we could really decorate a lot with just pure junk. So we might just do that. We might just do a little mini series here going. There's a little mini series going. Okay, so we have that. We have a window. We could do something with that or we could just ignore it. I don't know yet, but I'm going to have this. This is going to be a little card on the inside, but maybe I want something behind that. Let me go. I'm looking again in my junk mail. Let's see what we find. There's another one of those little things. Okay, put you over there as possibilities. I don't know if this is going to work, but we could try it. Is this cheating? I don't know. But I'm going to paper punch some of the blue out of here. Maybe I can fold it up a bit to make it thick enough so it'll actually paper punch. I'm either going to have too many or not enough hearts and not enough paper in here. Let's see what happens. Oh, that was just right. Okay, so now I have some hearts. Oh, that's kind of cute. Right? Okay. This is from a flyer. Like a circular. It was from, a Unilever ad. Thank you, Unilever, for providing these free craft supplies. You are so sweet. How did you know we need some free craft supplies today? Yeah, just emphasizing that up a bit. Maybe I just want to brown this up a little bit to denote that it is the bottom. And we can just tuck this little guy in there. He's got a place and a home. Maybe we'll do a little decorating on the outside. One thing I think I would like to do is the bear staples are on the back, and that's fine the way it is, but you could also cover that. Maybe I have this piece sitting here. Maybe I'm just going to take a piece from this I can't believe I'm using scissors today. What am I use scissors? Sometimes they do make sense. I do concur. All right, let's just cut off an end. Move straight would be nice. There we go. Don't need much. Let's see how long it needs to be. Okay. And up there. And let's go ahead and glue this baby down. And we have made ourselves a little tuckable item here. Now, I could have also glued this entire back to a page. That would also work. So it's just like a functional thing right inside. But I think I'll make this a removable. So you open it up and you have a little gift card. Very cute, right? All right. And that is covered. And then maybe I could even put, I've got these little hearts here. Maybe I'll just put a heart there or here or maybe here. Okay, put one there. Just playing with the design. I have them. I might as well use them, right? Yeah. Okay, how about I put you here? There. No particular reason other than I did. All right, we got to put something on the front. I got another heart. What do you look like? Okay, you're kind of cute. So a strange little wavy action there. We just ink you up a little bit. You can make these darker. They absorb the ink well. These porous magazine circular kind of pages. That's kind of cool. All right. You're getting glued because you're here. Yeah. There we go. And maybe we want a word on the front, or we could put a number. It doesn't always have to be a word. It can be a number. There's a 40, or there's 2021. Well, the 40 is kind of cool because it's the same blue as the other blue we were working at. So maybe let me grab the 40. I'm not going to grab the dollar sign, just grabbing the number. Oop, I almost lost my 40, but I made it. All is well. So this is kind of the Zen relaxing part. You're just sort of going through, seeing what you have. It doesn't take much. You can just play with little bits of paper. As you can see, these are little bits, very little bits. Let's emphasize that up a little bit so it pops. All right, 40. Yeah. Pretend I'm 40 instead of 57. Yeah. How about that? Well, no, this tucks in, so be mindful of that. Okay. I'm put there. All right. So there we go. We have this little add-on. And where's our book? It's gone. Nope, here it is. Oh, I know what I was making. I was going to make something to tuck in the back. So in the little folded area here, the belly band that we created, which is all nice and dry, I can totally tuck that in there. Ready to go. All right. So now let's venture on inside. And we have this area. Oh, I want to use this for something. So let's make, it's a little wide for that way, but it could do a this way pocket or a this way pocket. So let's seal her up and make a pocket. Some Fabri-Fix glue. There we go. There we go. Yes. Okay. All right. So we have that. Maybe we'll use a different color ink? Come on, Pam. Be wild and bold. Pick a different color, for goodness sakes. All right, let's try green. Okay. We have forest moss. So let's grab the forest moss. Oh, can you see? I'm going to be too big here. Okay. Focus. Okay. A little forest moss going down here. Just a little edging. Just to get... You don't have to do this inking. Maybe the inking is cheating. I don't know. You decide. But still, the base pieces are real junk. But, all right. So let's find a page that this would be nice little pockets on. Okay. Where would you look best? You have a lot of possibilities in here. Look at that. Kind of cool there. Oh, I'll stick you there. Okay. No argument from you? No? Okay. All right. I didn't hear any arguing. It was all very quiet. So it's very early in the morning, so if I say I'm kind of sleepy or... I just got up that long ago, and it's, I don't know, it's just... What time is it? Well, it's not that early now. It's like almost 7 o'clock. Let's get moving, Sally. Let's get moving. All right, there we go. Now we got to put something in it, right? We've got to have a little something. a little discovery something. So let's make a something. Okay. Gonna look through my, oh, that's kind of a pretty picture, isn't it? Let's cut her out. And we will have her be discovered in there.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If we can get her face to show up right in the center, that would be cool. I don't know if it's going to work, but we'll try. If not, we'll use her somewhere else, because that's just kind of a cool picture. All right. Here you go, over there. Let's just see what that looks like. Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that. All right, let's just back her. Let's give her a little backing. What do we want to use? We can use another envelope as more backing because it's thick. Or we could take another page and fold it up. Maybe we'll do that. This is very pretty. These are pretty pictures in here. I like these. Yeah. So good old Winn-Dixie's got some pretty pictures. All right, we'll save you for the pretty pictures. Maybe we'll use this for the back. Where'd she go? Oh, there she is. Oh, thank God. Okay. All right. So let's, this is thick. So let's use this. All right. Maybe we'll glue her on. Yeah, let's just glue her on and then we'll cut her out. How about that? Yeah, working backwards here. Yeah, but that way I can give her the border I choose. Okay. Put you there. Okay. And maybe I can grab my ever so fancy Fiskar scissors. They're not. Got them at a thrift store. And make like a pretty border edge for this. Okay. Here we go. Now, technically, this is right now a little pocket because it's got an innie. So maybe we don't want to even tuck you in there. Maybe we want to put you somewhere where you stand out more. Grant, well, that looks nice, doesn't it? Yeah, let's put her there. That's kind of cool. All right, you have a new home. You can do that. You can, like, change your mind in a blink of an eye and just go in a completely different direction because it's your art. It's your art. And you can have fun. And this is just so relaxing. So I'm just going to cover all that, put this here, and then we have a little pocket, which we could tuck something in. So let's just keep playing here. What else can we make? All right, let's go back to this Winn-Dixie. I'm liking these pictures of the fruit, Winn-Dixie. The meat, not as much, but maybe the fruit. Let's cut you out, and then we can tear. Yeah, the fruit is pretty. Okay. Was there fruit on the back? Oh, yeah, look at all the fruit. Let's grab that fruit. Grab your fruit! Grab your fruit, everybody. Grab your fruit. All right, get the lemons. Why not the avocados, too? I make this a very fruity bunch. With some grapes, I might have to go back and as an accent. That's kind of cool. Let me get those grapes. So, you can use anything you like from all your junk. Maybe your junk is an old book. Maybe your junk is an old newspaper. Maybe your junk is the packaging that came from Amazon today. There's a million and one ways. There's a million and one pieces of junk we can all use, right? Yeah, that's for sure. No shortage of junk in the world, boy. No, not at all. All right, just going to do a nice little tear around here. I don't mind if there's a word there. That's okay. Razzle. This one says razzle. I don't know if you can see that. Razzle. Oh, let me get a little more light on the subject. Okay, so let's go through. And what else? Oh, yeah, we have all this fruit. Let's just put. See, I think some fruit on this page would look very nice, but maybe we need to, like, do a an official pocket or a tuck or something. Maybe we'll do a side tuck or something. Hello, Sunshine. How are you?
Yes, I have a very important public service announcement. Yeah, apparently Mom said something that was incorrect the other day, and she would like, well, I would like to straighten the whole, hang on, I'm not comfortable, the whole situation out. Okay, Mom does not feed me grapes. No, no.
Okay, explain to them why doesn't Mom feed you grapes? Okay.
Mom doesn't feed me grapes or chocolate or avocado because they're bad for dogs. So I think she meant to say Holly gets grapes, yeah, but not Sunny. So Sunny, no grapes. Holly, yes, grapes. Okay, just wanted to be clear about that. Love you.
All right, there we go. Thank you very much. We certainly appreciate that. Yes, that is true. Don't feed your dogs grapes. Look it up. You'll see. Okay, I'm rummaging here. What do I got? Like all sorts of stuff here. Okay, here's some weird magazine. Okay, don't know what this is. Naples Realtor. Okay, whatever. But it has a nice thick back page, which is almost like cardstock. It's almost like chipboard. You know what I mean? It's like pretty thick. Okay. Edge off, and we have a whole thing we could play. We could make all sorts of things out of this. All right. Well, let's. We already did a belly band, and we have a little pocket. So maybe we need to do maybe a bookmark. Let's make a bookmark out of this. That would be nice. Okay. Maybe where's those fancy scissors? Give me the fancy scissors. Okay. Make it a little bigger than I need it, because I can always trim down. It's hard to tell if you're going straight with this thing. Oh well. Oh, I'm tearing it. Oh well. Got a little rough edge there. Okay, maybe we'll ink it up and it'll look cool. Let's hope. Okay. And maybe we can do a little collage on this or add some. Oh, we got lots of junk here. Let's just see what we can put on it. Okay, big enough. There we go. Okay. So we are cut all the way around. And a little gouge out of it there, but it looks rustic. We like that. This is walnut stain brown, just going around making some. We could also do a side pocket. Yeah, we could do a side pocket like that. That might be kind of cool. Okay, maybe I need more ink. And what are you? Maybe we can use you to decorate this. How about that? That might be kind of cute. Let's use our junk to decorate. Okay, here we go. Using this little piece that we cut off, we've glued it. I'm gonna put it here as decor. There's my little scissors. So I hope you're having fun. Are you playing with your real junk today? All right, let's see. Well, we could do a little design. We could do like this. Can't cut it, it is strong, okay. Maybe we're going to do something over here, like that. Okay. And there. See, it still looks junky. It's honoring the junk in it. But let's make a little side pocket. And a little side pocket here. Very easy. Very fun. You can always stick fun things in side pockets. All right, maybe we need some more paper. Let's grab another piece of junk mail. Do you go? Oh, look, we have an envelope inside of an envelope. Oh, Postal Service stuff. Give us wonderful things to play with. Oh, I love this pretty paper. It's so nice. And then we have this nice white on the back. All right, well, let's. Oops, I got like 17 scissors in my hand. Here we go. All right. Oh, you're kind of pretty with the window and everything. Maybe we can do something with you. All right. Maybe we'll do like an open something or other. Oh, I think I tore it. Oh, well, that's okay. You know what we'll do? We'll repair it with some... Well, I was going to say washi tape, but we got to use junk. So we're gonna take something and repair that with... Maybe we're going to put the grapes there. I don't know. We could just do that, you know? Okay, so we still have this little guy. But let's, we still also have this. This is a nice thick piece of envelope. Let me just make some new wider. Okay. I think I'm gonna get two nice journal cards out of here. Go straight, Pam. Come on. All right, what do we got? Oh, it's actually a little booklet too. We could do a little booklet. And that can tuck in there, can it? Can it tuck in there? Oh, yeah, that could go in there very nicely. But let's see, we want to put some nice pictures on the front. This guy vacuuming? No. All right, how about this real estate magazine? Maybe there's something pretty in here. Let's see what we got. There's a guy with a head and a palm tree. We can do better than that. Let's see what we got. Let's just take a look. A look-see. Happy people, masked people. Oh, here we go. Here we go. There we go. Beach scene. We got beach scene. That's awesome. All right, let's do that. All right, let me cut beach scene out. That's really pretty beach scene. Maybe we can even put that on the front, or on the inside on the front. That would be pretty too. Okay, hang on. We got ideas now. We got big plans for you, beach scene. You're going places. That's right. All right. Let's see. Back retreat. Open up again. Beach scene here. Yeah, there we go. That's nice. Yeah. Yep. All right. So, can I come with the fancy chopping scissors? Where are you? Can't have gone far. I was right here. I haven't moved. Okay. No. What is, you know? I mean, okay, there. Okay, I'm back. I know, right? It's silly. It is silly. Yes, if I worked with a clean desk, never going to happen. I would be able to find stuff. And I'm absolutely sure it's the little gremlins on the desk that move things, because it's certainly not me and my grand organizational skills. Okay, stop laughing so loud. I hear you out there. Okay. Maybe I want to leave the button. No, take that off. Okay. Just going around with the fancy edge. I don't know why. Just doing it. And we can't be that wide, so we have to trim you up a bit to at least, let's bring you onto the Capital One so we get some contrast. Okay, there. All right, now we can follow the line. Here we go. Where are we at time-wise? I can't even see. Are we rolling? I think so. Okay. So we have only begun, and there's so many possibilities we can do in here with Junky Junk Journal. Mm-hmm. Welcome, everybody, to Junky Junk Journal Day. All right, let's ink this. No, I didn't do the top, but that's okay. It doesn't have the fancy cut, but it's all right. Maybe I'll put a word on here. Do you know, to get the little motor started? This also you could write on. It has lots of writing space, which is kind of nice. It could just be a glue book. This could be just, you know, you just want to keep gluing. Because of the plethora of variety that our junk trash treasure provides us. We can glue till the cows come home here. Okay, there we go. Very pretty. All right, I'll get the Fabri-Fix. All right, and we're gluing. Okay, gluing. Juby, juby, juby. All right, pick it up. Slap it down. Down. Okay, is that right? Even? Good. Okay, now we have that. Very nice, right? Now all of a sudden it's transforming into something that might have some interest. And so we have a little tuckaloo here. And we have, I guess, a bookmark. We could call this a bookmark. Actually, it's still open, so we could tuck things inside of it. But we'll leave that as is right now. But it's a functional tucking bookmark. How about that? Maybe I want to ink it. I want to ink it. Yeah, so it looks a little old and weathered too. Oh boy, can I smell the amber and spice now that I'm working again here? Ooh, yep, I can smell. Oh yeah, oh my, it's really strong. And the thing is like 10 years old. I can't believe it still has scent. Okay. And do I want to put a word on here? I could put, have you seen me? No. Second pair, eye exam with insurance? No. Give a little, feed a lot, Feeding America, dairy and frozen grocery. Okay, let's look for a second. Put a smile on everyone's game face. How about smile? That's a nice word. Okay, let me get that one. If you look, you will find. So just keep looking, because there are lots of usable words out there in this stuff. Yeah. So it's a relaxing day. It's kind of like a little craft with me, you know, just going along, gluing, cutting, gluing. No major events, just having fun. Sometimes we need those, right? Just to relax and unwind. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't we want to remind people to smile, right? That's a nice reminder. Hey, smile. Smile. Smile more. Where is my black dauber? Nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. Under all the amassing of... Yeah, here it is. Okay, right where I left it. Always. This is black soot. I'm just going around the edge to give it a little contrast against the white background. There we go. All right, maybe we'll just glue stick this, because it's just a little tiny piece. Easy to maneuver. Okay, there we go. And that color kind of matches the burgundy color in here a little bit. Okay, we tell ourselves that. All right, back in you go. All right, now what do we have? We could put more things in the front. I know. Oh, we still have this guy, and we have this piece. That's kind of cool. That would look neat sticking out. Let's cut him and make something out of him. Let's make... I'm going to turn him into a tube. Could we do it? Well, no, maybe we don't have enough for a tube. We'll just, like, I'll cut you off here. I'm going to make a little journal card that goes in here. That might be nice. All right, what do I put on your back? We'll put this green stuff. We could do that. It'll be nice and thick, and you'll fit. Let's do that. All right, I'm using the glue stick this time. I don't know. I just am right here. It's easy when you're using the glue stick to go out like this, and that way you get your corners well. Okay, gluing you down there. Or you could just glue it first and then cut it out. That's another option. Like this. That way your edges match. Could have left a little green border. That would have been cute. Didn't think of it till now. Oh well. But I can still get a green border by using my green ink. Can do that. All right. And I'm going for this green because I think it contrasts nicely here. And it kind of shows that you can use your junk mail for fun stuff. Yeah. You could technically even write on this side. Maybe we want to put something on this side. Do I have any more? Here's some white. And I think I have enough to cover that. So let me just glue up the back of this. I could have done a tube design on this. That would have been easier, but nope, didn't think of it. All right, here we go. Put this down, get the white as much as possible. Okay, go to the fold. I guess we're totally taking that away. That's okay. Bye. All right, we'll figure out something else with you, Mr. Window. That's right. We have grand ideas for you. That's the nice thing about the junk mail. It does give you a lot of windowage. So if you want to do little window pockets and stuff like that, you can totally do that. Okay, so... I don't want to round these corners. I just feel like they need to be rounded. All right, I'm going to use the corner rounder, the crocodile corner chomper. It likes to chomp thick things, and this is a bit of a thick thing, so there you go. Let's get these little edges again. I got my brown in my hand for some reason. I was working with green. Who knows how that happened? Nobody knows. All right, there we go. And... do we want to put a word, or do we just leave it as is? Let's tuck it behind. Or should we tuck it in front? Maybe we'll tuck it in front. Yeah, like that. Okay. And let me see if I can find a little word that might be cute on it. Lots of words in here. There's no shortage. Oh my goodness, I don't even know where to begin. Let's see, round table, that's interesting. Strikeout, no, that's a weird one. How about coffee talk? Oh, we like that. Quote of the week. Oh, that's kind of cute. Yeah, let me put that on there. Okay, I have quote of the week. All right, let's get quote of the week rolling here. There. So you can find all sorts of stuff. Does that look cute? That's kind of cute. Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll trim this. We'll do it official like. Oh. All right. And we're going. Oh, we only began. I mean, just barely started doing this junky junk journal. I know what I want to try today. I want to show you a little thing. It's in my mind. Yeah, one of those things. It's in my mind. It works. I don't know if it works, but we're going to try it. Yeah. And it has to do with this coffee cup. Now, I thought I could cut the coffee cup and use it as mixed media, but instead, I have this other idea we could try. Quote of the week. There we go. All right. I was going to think about using it as a stamp. So I'm just going to cut the rim off because it's going to hold me up. Well, let's just cut the cup. And let's tear the cup. I'll get it up. Get this little middle section gone. I just need a small piece. I don't need this whole thing. Okay, go over there. I'm going to cut this elevated rim off. Okay, cut this bottom off. All right, so let's try this. I have no idea if this is going to work, but I'm going to use it as a stamp. It might not work at all, but we're going to try. All right, let's just try. Here? How about down here? And this white stuff. Did it work? Oh, we got a little something. I don't know if you can see that. It's barely there, but it is there. Let me wet my my stamp pad. I have to bring in the heavy artillery to clean this up. That would be me. And I have to clean up. I really have to clean up. It's like I'm drowning in here and stuff. Okay, let's see if we can put this anywhere else. Maybe a little bit here. Oh, that's kind of cool. Look at, isn't that cool? Oh, anybody want an instant line stamp? Oh my gosh, look at that. I'm gonna go super close. We got a line stamp. Oh, that's really cool. Oh, hey, that's cool. So we can make lined things. Where's that little thing I made? Anybody know where it went? Didn't I make a... Oh, it's on the back. Yeah. Let me see. So if I can take this little card and put some lines on the inside. Wouldn't that be cute? That'd be so cute. Let me try. All right. Hold your breath, everybody. Here we go. Oops, you're too close. Okay. Well, maybe I can do it here. I'll stay very still. Stop flapping so much. Stop flapping, Pam. Okay. You got to have a nice wet inky ink pad to do this. All right. Let's see if it works. Down there, Pam. Oh, hope it went on straight. Probably not. Okay, here we go. Okay, not straight, but still kind of cool, right? Yeah, hey, lots of lines to write on. Micro lines, but they are lines. Put some lines up here, too. Try and get them straighter. Have to remember that the cup is curved, so. There, straighter, better. Look at that. That's kind of cool, huh? Yeah, so you never know what can be your best friend in the old crafty world. There you go. So I need something up here. There's like a void. I need something there. Okay, let's get something. Oh, where's some grapes? Yeah, let's get the grapes. Yeah, there they are. I think it's time for you, grapes. Come on in here. Yep, we're going to add the grapes. Okay, let's just get them started. Thinking about grapes. Maybe they weren't thinking about grapes. Now they are. Now they're getting hungry and it's all my fault. Yep. It's okay. Don't feed them to your dogs. Nope. But you can have them. There we go. All right. Grapes. Yeah. Using the junk of it all. So there's a million and one ways to use things. Only limited to your imagination. Imagine. Yep. Imagine that. There we go. Okay, you go back in here. And where are we at? Yeah, I think that's pretty good for now. We're going to continue maybe one more day of decorating this, maybe the three-part series. So we will try that. So I hope you had fun. I hope you enjoyed poking along here in the junky junk journal of it all with real junk. I think we can have a lot of fun in here so that you have resources. They're everywhere. Have lots of fun. And thanks for hanging out. And I really appreciate that you guys are here. Let's see. I just want to tell you something a little bit in detail. If folks are wondering what a fundle is, just wanted to, I should really have one as an example here. But I think I'm going to do a new video for the fundle so that you can really get a good look at what it is and a little bit more of an explanation on what you might find in there, because they're really kind of cool. If you like old papers, antique ledger, a lot of the pieces might be over 100 years old, so that's kind of cool. You're going to find old book pages, interesting and unique book pages, hand-dyed paper. I do a lot of hand dyeing of paper, so I like to share that with you. I also hand dye some book pages, and there's old postcards in there and old handwritten pages, tea cards, and I literally have a list of it is over 100 things that I put in there because I'm a horrible counter and I always want to make sure that you get at least 100 pieces. So there's a lot in there, and all sorts of things. So I will do a more clear description on what that is so everybody understands it. And everybody who's been here, thanks so much. For those of you who are new and you want to know what's going on at the Paper Outpost here, my videos come out Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. My podcasts come out Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's all audio and new material, and it is it has topics such as junk journal making, paper crafting, life of a crafter, answering crafter questions. I have a free monthly emailed newsletter where you get a free digital image emailed to you monthly, and it also has a lot of other fun things in it. You might want to sign up for that. The link is down below. I have a Facebook group. Come and join our Facebook group. We're doing weekly and monthly challenges as well as things related to these videos. I love seeing what you guys are making. They're so inspirational. Thank you for sharing. And I have an Etsy shop where you're going to find when I have completed journals and bundles of journals and fundles and digikits and my print and mail service. If you don't have a printer to print the digikits, I do them in 10 packs and I send them to you. So check that out if you're interested. And also I have an Amazon shop if you're looking for favorite tools and supplies. All my links are located down below. Remember to like, subscribe, and share if you find value or had some fun here. Click the notification bell. And remember, the fun can be simple. My mic just fell off. And create with reckless abandon, everybody, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.